For example, PS, these urgent care today's date is 12/18/2023. Dictation is for Elizabeth Sarmiento. S. Sarmiento spells S-A-R-M-I-E-N-T-O. Elizabeth spells E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 09/22/1963. This is a 60-year-old female here to establish care for opioid use disorder, period. Patient stated that several years ago she was diagnosed with HNP in her lumbosacral spine, wrist fracture, which she had repaired, which these interventions were followed by the prescription of hydrocortisone, which she take for a while, after which after the doctor stopped prescribing these medications, she stated that she will get them from the streets, period. Patient stated that she has a long history of anxiety and insomnia and has been taking clonazepam since 2022. And is currently on that medication, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. CVA, 5 years ago. Open parenthesis, patient says she's on blood thinners, namely carbidolol. Question. Clopidogrel. Next paragraph. Past surgical history, ORIF, right risk, ORIF, right risk. Back to past medical history, hypertension, myocardial infarction. 5 months ago, she started a post stent. Next paragraph, social history, tobacco use. She says she stopped 7 years ago and she endorses occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, myocardial infarction in dad, hypercholesterolemia in dad, lung cancer in dad, mom, history of pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 113 over 72. Pulse 56. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert. Correction. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Green. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm. With no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Flat. No guard, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no anthology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times three, cranial nerve, two, ten is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two, anxiety / insomnia. Number three, Suboxone therapy, period. Next paragraph. Today in the clinic, we did a PMP aware review, which reveals that this patient has been taking clonazepam. Since 6/6/22, she been receiving occasional Tylenol number 3. Next paragraph, urine drug screening reveals presence of marijuana, oxycodone, and benzodiazepine. Next paragraph, patient had a lengthy discussion about the program and the need for her to get off of these medication to attain success in the program. She says she will. She was advised that within the next 30 days, she has to wean herself off of these medication, as a positive test in the next visit could be a consideration for discontinuing the program, period. Patient was prescribed the following: Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. She will take one film SL BID for 30 days. Number 6060. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. End of dictation.